And now we're going to hear another one of Vince's verses.
The mystery of words. Have you ever given a thought to the English we are taught? This order from the chaos of the written word, the torrent of sounds which seem so absurd. For example, how many lips does a tulip have? Well, two, I hear you say. But if smartphones are so clever, why get wrong numbers every day? Is mistletoe sold by the foot? Does a golfer putt to stay put? Does a dandelion ever roar? Or a Blu-ray player know the score? Is a bluebell a grumpy flower? Does a battery charger charge by the hour? Or a kingfisher use a rod to reel in the royals, rewarded royally for his toils? Is there much fruit in a traffic jam? Does an ambush ever involve real ham? Are elderberries only found in cemeteries, while Cockney cafe owners drop their teas? Is champagne what a drama queen feels? Does a glamorous fish look good in eels? Does an aged plum tree ever feel a prune? Or a late night snack make for a full moon? Are politics the bugs parrots catch, while grasshoppers meet at a cricket match? Is Germany packed with lively germs, and are teachers always on the best of terms? While there's many a charm in words correctly used, my mixed meanings, I hope, amused, although my verbal antics can seem absurd, less tangled semantics will have the final word.